Well, thanks for everybody sharing. As a leader of a trip like this, I was very privileged to have these students come with me. We had a really good group of kids. They worked hard, and leaders. God worked through them, through their lives, through their character. They loved on the kids, so I was very proud of them. And as a church, I think you also should be very proud of them because you sent an incredible team and they did incredible work. And if you were noticing on that video, thanks for that video, I was the one with the long blonde hair. That was me. It's funny how like a month changes and now I have short hair and a beard. But that doesn't matter. So today, we're going to talk about God. Thank you. So have you ever asked the question, where is God? Or maybe you haven't felt God work through you or seen him lately. Or maybe you're just in a slump and it's been a while since you felt God's presence in your life. This morning we're going to talk about and explore a couple practical examples to help you during these times of questioning or seeking. So first one's pretty straightforward. Go to where God is working. So in John 5, 16, 17, it says, Jesus defends himself from the Jewish leaders that accused him by working on the Sabbath. And he says, my Father is always working. He's always at his work to this very day. And I, too, am working. What is God's work? God's work is redeeming his lost people and restoring his fallen creation. We know that God is omnipresent. He's all around us, and he's always working around us. We need to pray for ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to be softened so we can recognize the Lord's work around us. Then go. Go to the people at your work. Go to your school. Go to your neighborhood. Go to wherever there are lost people that need a redeemer. Go. We need to be intentional about making time and space to be available to be used by God. Our journey led us to Mexico, which was a fantastic place to be led. It was 10 degrees cooler in Mexico than it was here. You guys had your plus 40 heat wave, and we were nice and cool at around 25 by the ocean breeze. So it was fantastic. And it's very clear during the years of being in Century Meadows that God is working through Randy, Sandy, and the girls in El Refugio. From past trips that Brent and Amy have taken, mission updates, and testimonies, it is clear that God is doing incredible things. This work is evident in the healing and restoration that is happening in the broken lives of the girls they take in. So as mentioned before, that we got to go to a Sunday service. That was really, really cool. And though we did not speak the language, there was a barrier there. We felt God's presence. And the one thing that really stuck out was to me was that the pastor invited us all to the front of the church to pray for us. And at first he called up and through the group, he's like, so who's the pastor of the group? And I kind of look around like, well, I'm a director, I'm not a pastor. So kind of FYI, down there I was got used to be calling a pastor because they didn't understand director. That's Mexico, I'm a pastor, here I'm a director, just to be clear. And he called me and Jody up, and he prayed for us. And he not only prayed for our ministry in Mexico, but our children and ministry back in Canada. He knew that ministry was hard, he knew that doing God's work is hard, and he blessed us through this prayer. This experience was very meaningful because it was a beautiful picture of God's family to me. No matter where we come from, language we speak, sex, or how culturally different we are connected together by God's love, grace, and forgiveness. Now, it's not enough just to be a spectator. Christianity is not a spectator sport. It's kind of one of those like extreme sports like snowboarding or bungee jumping. You got to be a participant. You got to get involved. So second, get involved. This is very clear in the Great Commission. God gives us an invitation to help him in his work. In Matthew 28, 18, 20, it says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. As a follower of God, you have been restored, you have been redeemed, and you are called into the family business. So get involved. Get involved in people's lives through your finances, time, energy, and serve God with your gifts and talents. This might be like a shameless attempt to get volunteers in work or a church here, but there's a lot of things you can volunteer for at church. Get involved. Our goal as a team, that when we went down there, was to come alongside Randy and Sandy and assist them to take on some of their burdens and help and partner with them. So that include, you saw some videos and heard some testimonies of doing VBS, doing construction, being involved in seniors ministry, planning a quinceanera, preaching at a quinceanera, and taking the girls to a water park. So this sermon is kind of a little gonna wrap up some of my experience down there too. So one of the girls that we kind of fell in love with, her name was Carla. And when we first got there, she was off on a table by herself, eating by herself. And we found out that she was quite new at El Refugio. So there's kind of a pecking order you can kind of see, you know, with like, was it 15 or 16 girls? There's kind of a pecking order of how things go and how things work. And she was kind of on the bottom end of that pecking order. And she sat by herself. And at first, like we get there and, you know, we're kind of shy, they're kind of shy. But I really encourage the students to be with everybody. There's some girls down there that are very easy to connect with, very easy to like just talk to, but like I encourage them to talk to everybody. Make sure all your time is cut up between everybody. And so we were intentional with this girl, Carla. So we started sitting with her, talking to her, just loving on her. And as we did that, we saw her personality grow. She kind of came out of her bubble. We deliberately loved her. We spent time with her, and we noticed that she was becoming more confident. And she was becoming more confident with the other girls as well. They were starting to accept her, include her in their groups, and she was a beautiful young lady. Me and Jody did have to save her at the pool from drowning. FYI, like I did not know this, but like most Mexicans can't swim. And so, yeah, we ended up saving her life because she just about drowned. But that's beside the point. She was a beautiful young lady. And with us being there, I think we really changed a life that week. Sometimes we feel inadequate or underqualified or just overwhelmed. We look around and how can we even start to tackle the injustices around the world? How do we get to every lost soul? How do we tell people about Jesus? Jesus promises that he'll be with us to the very end of the age. It's not through our efforts, but by his strength, by the power and authority that he has been given. So be available, get involved. Third point, I think Ruthie actually kind of alluded this after her songs, but look for God amongst his people. In Matthew 22:36-40, we read, "Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in law, tested him with this question, 'Teacher, what is the greatest commandment?' Jesus replied, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.' In John, we read, 'A new commandment I give you, love one another as I loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.'" God is love. And Randy and Sandy love the girls, even though they're not their biological girls, like one of their own. The love they have for people is contagious, and it's hard not to look at people differently after witnessing their example. The girls in El Refugio have been abused, neglected, and come from horrible circumstances. Even with so much hurt and 15 Canadians invading their space, we became part of their family after a couple days with them. They loved us, and we loved them. The girls' lives are a testimony that no matter how broken the vessel or how hurt the heart is, God's love does bring healing. It's hard not to feel overwhelmed of that love and that example lived out in El Refugio. You truly leave blessed and changed by experiencing God's presence through the love of his people. So one of the things we did was a VBS. We kind of alluded to that. And after all said and done, the pastor wanted to appreciate or show his appreciation to our team for helping out. And I don't think many of the students caught this, but I caught this. He did a couple things, but this is the one I caught. He had a blender, and he filled it with all his spices and all his peppers. And he brought it outside. And so just to remind you, that was a picture of, like, it was very deserty, so it's very dry, very dusty, not much water. They don't have electricity, don't have running water. They don't really have much. And so he brought out his blender full of all his ingredients, and he went to a lonely lime tree. And this lime tree looked half dead, and it was just propped up by a stick. And there was two little limes on it. And he went and he got the best lime, the one that's ripest, knowing that a good salsa needs lime, But he got the best lime for us. And he put it in his salsa. He went to his truck, popped the hood, hooked it up to his battery with a little inverter, and made a salsa. Now, this might not have been much to, you know, us here in Canada, where we can just go down to the grocery store, buy a couple limes. But this act, however, as small as it was, demonstrated the kind of love we need to have for one another. The kind that is selfless, generous, and goes out of its way to make others happy. As a group, we were able to fundraise up to $58,000. So thank you so much for your donations. And after all the expenses were paid for, we were able to donate $18,000 down to El Refugio. So thank you so much for supporting us. This love donation is going to go a long way down in El Refugio. So you guys don't have to go to Mexico on missions, but I do recommend it. God is at work all around you. You need to prioritize. You got to make time. Thank you. I get tongue-tied sometimes, too. I know. I'm getting to the point. Okay. At youth, too, I'm just going to go. At youth, too, if I know I'm talking too much, I start getting tongue-tied and I can't talk, and so I'm going to shut it down. So, make time for God. You need to get involved. Surround yourself with God. Godly people who speak love and truth into you. And then in turn, be that to other people as well. So can I call up Pastor Rob and the people serving communion, please?
Good morning, church. We have the privilege of gathering around the communion table once again this morning, and I know there are a number of visitors here with us today, so I want to explain at least a little bit of what we're doing here. We at Century Meadows practice what's called open communion, which means if you are a follower of Jesus, whether you attend here or elsewhere or are not part of a church yet, you are invited to participate with us this morning. Similarly, if you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord, we ask that you recognize that today as well and allow the elements to pass as they're distributed. One of the things we do around the communion table is connect with Jesus' death and resurrection. It reminds those of us who have made a commitment to Christ that we are saved by his death and his resurrection and are fed by that, that it is his body and his blood that spiritually nourishes us. And that's one of the things we acknowledge today. One of the beautiful things about doing it on a day when we've talked about believers in Mexico and other places is we acknowledge that there are those around the world that enter into this same space with us, that we are connected to believers around the world through the presence of God in our lives. And that is one of the beautiful things that we acknowledge at the communion table. I have some words of invitation. Here is the table of the Lord. We are gathered to his supper, a foretaste of the things to come. Come when you are fearful, to be made new in love. Come when you are doubtful, to be made strong in faith. Come when you are regretful, and be made whole. Come, for there is room for all. Let's say a word of blessing. Heavenly Father, God, we are so thankful for the gift of your Son, for the ways that that has transformed our lives, for the way that that has given us new life, and for the way that you now nourish us spiritually. We praise you for the gift of your Son. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Scripture says that shortly before his death, Jesus gathered with a group of his followers and shared a Passover meal. And at that meal, he reinterpreted some of what they were doing. He took a piece of bread and he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Part of the meal, they drank many cups, and one of the cups he took, and he said, "This is my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you that we have been bought, that you have paid the price of our sin, and that because of that, we can enter into relationship with you. We can enter your throne room because of the broken body of Christ, because of the spilled blood of Christ. We praise you for that precious gift. In your name we pray. Amen.
Everybody's pretty grateful. We saw a lot of joy, and our students brought a lot of joy. I was very, very, very proud of the students we got to take with us. They were phenomenal light spreaders, and it was an honor to get to serve together. This is one of the songs that we sang at Maria's Quinceañera. It was really cool to get to lead worship with Austin and Barry. So if you'd please stand, we are going to close with a song called Gratitude.
Could sing these songs as I often do. Every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. 'Cause all that hallelujah, hallelujah. again and again. So that your song, cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. All that I have is a
shine your light and see God working around you. Have a fantastic week, and thank you for being here this morning.